but they were the last remnants of a dead civilization, desiccated remains buried deep in the decayed depths of hyperspace. All he could do for the time being was try to stave off a crushing anxiety about their current predicament. Pursued by three Sun-Eye warships, the Raug Vox Humana flotilla, with its pyre passengers, had fled down through the levels of hyperspace. Guided and protected by Raug technology, the flotilla managed to make a series of boundary jumps, varying their length with lateral cross-tier directions, even making the occasional double back up a level or two. But still, the Sun-Eye vessels managed to find them, relentlessly and without fail. Then, the Nestinar suffered a major malfunction in its navigationals, and the entire flotilla was forced to make an emergency boundary exit, which landed them here, in this tier of guttering stars, littered with the ruins of artificial worldlets. That had been less than an hour ago. Right now, the five Marauder craft were engaged in a desperate rearguard fight against the three Sun-Eye ships, while the flotilla sought refuge amongst the gas giant's orbiting flock of entombed landscapes. Time was needed to repair the Nestinar's systems, which, on closer inspection, turned out to have been sabotaged. And time was running out. Cao Chi was dividing his attention between the view outside and a flat screen hanging on a nearby partition. There were another half dozen or so scattered around the big lounge, all showing the same feed to clustered groups of worried-looking pyre colonists. It was the ongoing battle taking place halfway across the star system, real-time videos streaming directly from the long-range sensors. There was no sound. The main picture followed the Vox Humana Marauders, switching between them as they swooped, looped and sideslipped, dodging enemy fire as they lined up for attack run after attack run. Even before the sabotage on board the Nestinar, Cao Chi had twice gone to the Vita Zul's bridge to ask if there were any duties he could carry out, and both times he was asked to return to the civilian zones. Soon after, access to the bridge and operations decks was restricted to crew only. It left him feeling helpless and disregarded, emotions he saw reflected in the faces around him. Decades of oppression would tend to ingrain a certain hopelessness, a fatalistic acceptance of bad fortune and undeserved punishment. Yet he recalled reports of how unarmed colonists had fought off the Vazlar thugs during the evac. Hope and a route to freedom had helped them forget the habits of servitude in a moment. But now, everyone felt hunted, trapped. It came out in expressions and postures, eyes widening suddenly in shock or squeezed tight shut in fear, fingers pointing, quietly muttered curses. Cao Chi returned his gaze to the flat screen and saw one of the marauders caught in a tumbling trajectory, trailing swirls of gas while pulse cannon fire stitched bright, criss-crossed lines against the blackness. Then the marauder pilot regained control, throwing his craft into a series of evasive manoeuvres as a flock of enemy missiles converged. The frame zoomed out to reveal the spread of the battle. The marauders were small compared to the Sun-Eye ships. It was like an aquavarium he once saw being unloaded at the underdocks of Agmedra A, the Raug orbital. Inside, two big, almost fish lurked torpidly at the bottom of the tank, while smaller creatures darted around them, nibbling flecks snatched from the greater ones' tails and fins.